meet up 12 o'clock. You are genres. And our six pack at noon today is featuring Kate Bush. But here's the twist. It's going to be live Kate Bush. Yeah. We're going to play songs from various points in her career, and it's live. And so let's enjoy. Her birthday's coming up on July 30th. And oh my goodness, so talented. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. This way. step to the top of the city. With just a couple of pigeons I'm living. Up on the angel's shoulders. in summer, but you don't know.
Just in reach when you sleep, escape me. Thank you so much. What a beautiful sight. Look at you all. I will always remember this. This is beautiful. Thank you so much.
And there you have it, our six pack at noon, Kate Bush. And that's in honor of her birthday, which is coming up on July 30th. She's going to be 64 years old. Really seminal, has made music since the late 70s. And the cuts that we heard today, the six pack, were from albums in chronological order, but all of them are from a 2016 three-album collection of Kate's called Before the Dawn. It's really for the true fan. You get a complete sense of her as a performance artist. She's an amazing songwriter. I think she still has a pretty great singing voice. Okay, so what did we hear? We started out with the song that is causing the great 2022 Kate Bush resurgence because of its airplay on Stranger Things. That was a live version of the song Running Up That Hill, originally released on 1985's Hounds of Love. Then we heard Never Be Mine, which is from 1989's album The Sensual World. Top of the City came next. That was from her 1993 album The Red Shoes. Somewhere in Between came from Ariel, released in 2005. And then we heard Cloud Bursting, which might be my favorite Kate Bush song. That is, again, from 1985, Hounds of Love. I love that entire record because it tells a story. If you listen to it, you know, we used to have to flip the record over or the cassette, but on CD, you can listen to the entire thing through and you really get a sense of it as it's almost like a play. I just think she's really, really talented. So yes, inspired by her 64th birthday, coming up next weekend on July 30th, our salute to Kate Bush. Now I have to play one more because July 30th is also it is the ninth marking of an event that is held globally at locations across the globe called the Most Wuthering Heights Day Ever. And it's a day that started in 2013 in England, where they tried to break the Guinness Book of World Records for most people to kind of recreate a music video. So hundreds and hundreds of people showed up wearing the red dress that Kate Bush did when she released her 1978 music video for her song, Wuthering Heights. And wacky people across the globe have done it ever since, every year. And this year in the United States, it's happening in a lot of different places. It's really big in Austin, Texas, of all places. But we're going to play that song as the next thing we're going to hear here on Something About the Women. And we got about 20 more minutes left in our show today. So here we go.
Come on. Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and that they'd stroll. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there.
Half forgotten, half their promises, the night.
unkind, just hard to find. One look at you and I know that I could learn to live without the rest. I've found the best.
I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I could leave it all behind.
We started out that miniature set of music with Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights, and then we heard The Carpenters' I Won't Last a Day Without You. Brand new Lake Street Dive from their forthcoming album called Fun Machine, the sequel. That was their cover version of Bonnie Raitt's song Nick of Time. And we finished up with Petula Clark, My Love. That's going out to my sweetheart. We have been together 30 years this month. That is a great thing. So thanks for listening to Something About the Women. Remember, we're here every Saturday between 11 and 1 on WMFO in Medford. Crash Course for the Ravers coming up next to play us out. Here's Sam Phillips. I Need Love. Peace out.
I left my conscience like a crash.